You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Good morning. My name is Pastor Philip Gagnon. I'm the assistant to the Bishop for Domestic Missions and Discipleship, and I'm here to invite you this morning to our Great Commission Society Unveiled Conference on November 4th through the 6th. The theme for our conference comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 6, which reads, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Here ends the reading. And now, certainly, as Paul writes, the gospel is veiled to those who are obstinate to this word of life through rebellion, disobedience, and having a love of things of this world rather than the truth. However, each of us also have veils in our lives also. We all wear veils of one sort or another. Veils we put on to hide ourselves, veils we allow others to put on us for cover, veils to separate us from each other. And Jesus' death, though, tore the veil in two and granted us access to God the Father, welcome us behind the veil. The power of grace, mercy, and love in the gospel of Jesus is powerful, piercing through the darkness of the veils we wear and encounter in this world. By God's power, we are released and welcomed to a life of worship, and our response is to shine and to share that light with others in our lives. In this day of pandemic, it is difficult to escape the anxiety and fear that accompanies the news all around us, the distancing that separates us in places, and the economic hardships that many are encountering. The challenge many face is to keep their eyes, heart, and minds on Jesus in the midst of being tired from facing the challenges all around us. It's time for prayer, encouragement, and walking together, though we've been doing that already, but even more so now, and to continue to share our God-given gifts with each other, to remember that we are not alone, but we have each other as the Church of God, and His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, indwells within us, calling us forward into this new day that's before us and around us. It's time to take off the veil, share our challenges, our struggles, and our excitement, to join together, to learn from each other, pray for each other, and worship together as the people of God together. For our God is a mighty God, and He is with us to draw us into His Spirit, into His future, not our own. And so this GCS digital gathering promises to encourage us, provide tools and training, inspire, and provide connection for mission-driven leaders of all kinds within the NALC and outside. As I said, this conference will be November 4th through the 6th and offered live approximately an hour each morning. The same content available will be available for 1 hour in the evening and will be an on-demand availability after that. Each day will have an emphasis on teaching and encouragement. Day one, unashamed. Where are we in God's desire for ourselves in this His world? Day two, unleashed. We are finding that the old ways of pre-pandemic are needing refreshing, you might say, as difficult as that might be, for new ways of communication and relationships and teaching and encouragement. Day three, unrestrained. These days have taught us the need to be more effective in our communication and our relationships and our proclaiming without fear our love for Jesus and the gospel in every way that we have available to us. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that we are made free. We have our beginning and our end in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Throughout our lives, Paul says, we are His. So what have we got to fear? Nothing. Come then to our conference. Come and be refreshed, renewed, rejuvenated, released, and unrestrained to proclaim the love of Jesus our Lord, to be light in a world desperate for truth and hope. This gathering will be a blend of mission-driven leaders in and associated with the NALC in worship and keynote presentations, and we are excited to present some of our worship leaders who will be with us, Faith Community Longmont and Pastor Dan Hansen, our friends from Nexus Institute at Grandview University and Pastor Russ Lackey, Pastor Todd Cook from Miller's Lutheran Church, and worship music from Canadian musician Steve Bell. Our registration opens October 5th. For more details, please visit our Facebook page, NALC Fellowship and Discussion, or you can go to eventbrite.com, unveiled by the NALC. As I mentioned before, our conference is November 4th to the 6th. Please join us. God bless you and keep you. This is a wonderful time that we will have of encouraging, networking, teaching, and learning, and worshiping together. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.